It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow. Yeah.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's End. Yes, Davin's End, the show that is better than getting what is coming to you. You can join the chat room on the Den Pen, as we like to call it, davincomedy.com. Maybe somebody will monitor. I don't even know anymore. Hopefully, Pip will monitor that. Or you can join us on Facebook Live on the Davin's End page on Facebook Live. I think also Joe has it on his Facebook page as well. So if you're friend with Joe, you can watch it there. Pip does not share us. Pip doesn't share for some reason. She's embarrassed of us, but we'll continue. Anyway, if you want to hear better, the audio is probably better on davincomedy.com. But if you want to see our faces and hear us, then watch us on Facebook via Zoom. So let's see what else we got. So I am Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hello. How's it going?
It's fantastic. And Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hey, how you doing?
I am fantastic. A jam-packed show as always. Always got topics. A Republican congressman owns a mall that has racist items for sale. A Democratic congressman says many think the South is getting what they deserve in regards to COVID-19. A uniter, not a divider, I say. The Sturgis rally is going to happen regardless of the COVID. We're fucking bikers, damn it. COVID don't get us. And not with the diseases we got going on. Domino's has a promotion for Karen. And as most things go with Karens, it does not end well. We will tell you about some of the COVID-19 scams that are floating out there. It's quite a bit of them. We'll tell you how to keep yourself safe. Try to get to a Pip Helix curmudgeonly philosophy. And we'll do some scamming scammers with Carolyn. Carolyn, I asked the kids what they wanted to talk about. And since the traffic has been better for Joe, he wanted to go right to weather. So we're starting with weather with Joe Curry. Hello, Joe. How's the weather in Long Island?
Well, let me tell you something. This was a very interesting storm. Basically, we were heard it was coming up to the coast. Now, at my day program sent an email out yesterday that we were going to open, we'll be open, but we're closing at 4 o'clock so everybody can get home. During the course of the day, they said, well, you know what? The storm is heading westward, so we're going to stay open till 5 o'clock. Which is fine. I'm looking.
Hold on. Do they understand when the storm was supposed to hit? It was supposed to hit during the day, so you weren't getting home for anything. You were getting home just for a bunch of down wires and trees. That's what you were getting home for. Leave work so you can navigate all the damage.
you would think that way, but you know, look, you know, like I said, they've been very, very, very good.
Yes, but this is a day where all the sacrifices made during COVID-19, where everybody had to work from home, and the company knows you guys could be productive. This would be the day the guy goes, all right, COVID-19 format. Everybody, stay home, do your jobs. We'll see you on Wednesday. This is the perfect day for it.
Could be, but we didn't. You know, we did, basically with the storm, we're going to play it by ear. So, like I said, last night they said, all right, we go home at 4 o'clock. So we come in, there was really nothing going on. I mean, you know, weather wise, you know, it was nice and calm. And so they turned around, and they said, all right, look, the storm is taking a westward approach, so it's going to kind of miss the island. So what we're going to do is we're working till 5. It's normal hours. Fine, is what it is. I'm up to my ass anyway. I got plenty of stuff. Goes quick anyway. So at about 1:15, I go to take my lunch, and it's really, really kick it up. You know?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Are you saying that the plumbing sales company's own personal meteorologist did not have the forecast completely accurate? Is that what you're saying, Joe?
Maybe.
Christ.
And we also had problems with the phones this morning too. So we had that. We get up and running. It's 1:15. I go to my room. I'm prepping this back, doing final show. So,
hey, hold on. Hold on. Your phone is cutting out. Are you hearing that, Pip?
Yes.
I don't know what's going on with his phone.
Well,
there it is.
There's no problem here, and I've been doing a bunch of shows where it hasn't been a problem. Only here.
Well, yeah, there's nothing magical here that has anything to do with it. I'm just telling you.
I've done plenty of shows with this phone. The only problem I've ever had a problem is this show. So it's something there.
Now it's fine.
Yeah, now it's fine. It cuts in and out.
There was a moment, but it's passed. So go ahead.
So anyway, it's getting to be about 1:45. And I go outside, and the wind is whipping. I'm watching oak trees bend, and then we lose power, and then it's like it's dark, there's no power, and my bosses happen to be there, so one of my bosses comes in and goes, all right, we're going home, this is pointless, it's horrible out, we have no power, we can't do anything, so we go home. So I left at about 2:00. And I've driven in all sorts of weather, all sorts of weather, rain, everything. The ride home was pretty scary, I mean, because, the wind is blowing all sorts of stuff around, and I'm on the Long Island Expressway, and there's all sorts of branches and shit blowing around, and I'm like, holy smokes. So then I take the long way home, because basically I live near woods, so a lot of the way home when I get off the expressway is a wooded way, and I'm like, I'm not even taking that. I took an extended way home where I know there's not that much brush that could be blowing on the road. So sure enough, I get to one of the roads leading to my house, and it is a mess. There's branches down, shit. I'm going through all sorts of stuff. I get into my development, I get in the house, and there is shit all over the place. Is down by my neighbor's house. There is branches and leaves all over my lawn. And the first thing I thought of when I went outside to take a look is I'm like, oh, God, when am I going to have to start to rake this shit? And then it dawned on me, I don't live at my old house anymore. I live in an HOA. I have guys now that do that. So I'm not raking shit.
Well, you
have people for that.
You've sacrificed grilling and your personal freedom for raking. We all make sacrifices in the name of raking, and those are yours.
Yeah, so it was pretty nasty out here. The wind was really, really blowing.
Because it's a tropical storm, stupid. Because that's what they announced. It didn't sneak up on us. It wasn't like that snowstorm where I was trying to get out to Long Island to do that show with you a couple of years ago where nobody was prepared. They got this right. Only your office goes, yeah, no, the day will be fine. You should beat it home when it gets here tonight. Unless the snowstorm's going to Boston and doubling back, it's going to be beautiful tonight. I don't know what forecast they're looking at.
I think there's a meeting tonight with our...
Did you get that, Pip?
No.
I didn't get that either. Okay.
I guess there's a meeting in line with Beth and...
Okay. I don't know. I don't. Maybe it's the Zoom. I don't know. It's only you.
I think it's Zoom.
But you're safe and sound, and you'll go to work tomorrow.
Yes.
It's supposed to be lovely all week. Yeah, we got a lot of wind. We got a lot of rain. We lost a green tomato, and so that was disappointing. We will rebuild. I feel like that tomato will not rebuild. That tomato is a lost soul. We shall overcome. But, in the middle of it, the wife's going out there and wrangling all the tomato plants because we have them in pots on the deck. So she huddles them all together because I guess there's strength in tomato numbers. So they're all rounded up again at the deck. I have to go outside and I cover our firewood for the fire pit because we don't want that to get wet. That was the extent of what happened here. Now, across the street, my neighbor lost his fence, so you can all see into the backyard and everything.
Oh, no.
Yes. Isaiah? Is that what the name is? Isaiah? First of all, it's a stupid name for a hurricane. If you can't pronounce the hurricane's name, nobody's going to take it seriously. Because we're just going to go, yeah, that little wind and rain, which is what Joe's job did. They couldn't pronounce the names. They go, yeah, it might be a little windy out. You'll be good. That's why. If they would have named the hurricane like Bob or Jim or Joe or whatever, you can say that. You take it seriously. If you get frustrated, if it's like the word epidemiologist and you can't say it half the time, you don't want to say it, so you don't talk about it.
Well, you don't
say
what?
Isaiah.
Isaiah?
Yeah.
That's a friggin' stupid name for a hurricane. You know, listen.
I think that's how you say it.
Listen, I don't care. I guess it's an ethnic name. I'm fine with that. You want to call a hurricane Shamiqua, Shatiqua? I don't give a shit. I'm all for it. You want the hurricane to take a knee on the coast outside the coast of North Carolina? I don't give a shit. I'm all about inclusivity. Yeah, another word I can't say. But just make it a word that we can say. That's what it is. I mean, Joe's job knew what was going on, but they couldn't say the word, so they played it off. Stupid name for
we lost all power on that. Then I started doing Scotty imitations from Star Trek as we were losing power.
Well, I wasn't a Scottish. I don't know if the hurricane was a Trekker. I don't know if it appreciated your humor as you mocked it. So
IT guy laughed like hell.
Well, that's good. Funny. Nobody kills with the IT nerd like you, Joe. Quite the talent you have. And now what do you have, Pip? You've lost power?
Well, no, we did lose power at one point. We have power back, but we lost internet.
All right. Lost internet. Yeah, that's a bitch. That means no TV.
I know. I don't know what we'll do with ourselves.
Well, it means it's going to be a long night for the cats. They're going to have sore nipples. I'll tell you that much.
Yes, they will.
Poor kitties.
So might the mister.
Well, listen, see, that's why you got to tune in pre-show when we get this set up. We go video a little earlier. You could have seen Mr. Helix naked from the top up. That was exciting for everybody.
Yes. And also talking behind the door.
Yeah. I know. He forgets that we start on Facebook earlier, so he was trying to help me by giving me his phone so that I could Zoom, so I could do anything whatsoever besides you could just hear this disembodied voice, which I know some of the audience is probably, like, asking for, but tough.
No, listen, I think it's always nice when we get to open the show with a little cheesecake.
Or beefcake, as it will.
Well, it's still cheesecake, right? It's still cheesecake.
No, cheesecake means girls. It's beefcake if it's boys.
I you know what? I don't do that. I figure pastry identifies as it wants. I don't discriminate. What the fuck's wrong with you?
I think he would prefer muffin.
I think he'd prefer tart. How do you like that? I think he's a little tart.
Oh, he already got one.
Yeah. So everybody survived the storm? Are we done with the weather report?
We made it.
We shall overcome.
So.
New York strong. Yay. We did it. Ugh.
New York nervous. I was looking out the window, and it was the sort of storm that we had the time that the tree came down on our bedroom. So I was a little nervous looking at the really tall trees in our backyard and saying, don't you bastard, you stay there.
Don't worry. The weak one's been eliminated. It's a Darwinism, tree Darwinism. You're fine. It's good.
Yeah, well, it's not like we got our, you know, tree crashing out of our system or anything. I mean, my family has seen tree crashing into our property and our valuables before, you know. So
valuables.
This is not the end of it.
Valuables. You lost the precious moments from 1986 collection? I hate to hear that type of damage.
No, my brother lost his car in Hurricane David in the 70s.
Oh, was that 78?
Sorry, say again?
Was that 1978?
I think it was probably, yeah.
Yeah, that was a big one. I want to feel like school was open. Like, I feel like I went to kindergarten. I feel like I went to kindergarten during Hurricane David, and their approach was kind of like Joe's job. Eh, fuck it, you can go in the middle of it. But when it's over, that's when you go home. I kind of feel that's what the school board did.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I was walking to class, like I got dropped off, and I was walking to class holding my little, I want to say Snoopy and Woodstock umbrella, because I'm in kindergarten, and I feel like I was walking to it, and like a gust of wind carried me up quite a bit.
Oh my God!
Yeah, not far enough.
All right, shut up, you. But yeah, so that was 78. So I would have been.
Could you see being in a plane and you're flying, and here comes stupid with his nuclear umbrella flying past you? Is that Mary Poppins? No.
And mouthing help.
No. If it was,
you know.
If I was the pilot, I probably realized if I was up there, I was there to help, and they were doing something wrong, and they should open up the plane and let me tell them how to fucking fly this thing properly. But a plane's not going to fly during a hurricane, stupid. Only plumbing sales in kindergarten is open during a hurricane. Planes don't fly during that shit. What's wrong with you? They know what the weather is. Apparently only New Jersey school districts and your fucking job don't know what the weather is during a hurricane. Everybody else has a pretty good handle on this shit.
Well, yeah, I was going to school in New Jersey too at that time, and I was in middle school, and I remember I was dressed for school, and my brother was about to go to, it was either high school or work, I don't remember what year he got out or whatever, but he had, and this will break your heart, Davin, he had a Camaro, and it was really nice, and it was parked right next to the tree that fell, and it fell right down the center of the car. So a couple minutes later, he would have been sitting in it.
So you went to school during Hurricane David too, right?
I don't remember if I went that day. I remember being dressed for school, like getting ready to go.
All right, right there. The fact that we were dressed for school with a hurricane tells you how much they did not care about us kids. And the fact that our parents were allowing this, like, oh yes, get dressed for school. It's just a hurricane, and as it would turn out, it was a historic hurricane. I think they retired the name David after that. But that's how I know.
Yes.
I'm the last one to shit on today's kids. I'm the last one on this show and in most places to do that. But that's just how it's not a knock on today's kids. It's how fucking ridiculous it was when we went to school. Oh, there's a hurricane. We might lose some children, but it's okay, we know how they're made. We'll make more. Are you shitting me?
Well, I'm really truly amazed these days when like, you know, work or school, if they would say, okay, you know, the weather's dangerous out, stay home, I would look out at the snow and think, really, we're closing for this? Because I remember, you know, not to say that today is whips, I'm like, thank God they finally got some sense, because we would go to school and the snow would be coming down, or the accumulation would be huge, and they'd still be sending our asses to school. They didn't care.
Well, now what happens is they cancel school early, and then nothing happens, and then you get all the parents bitching, go, oh, I could have sent my kids to school. What's with these freaking stupid meteorologists? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you can't win. Which is why I don't believe in science. It's all a myth. All a hoax. Take your chances.
Stop it.
Go to school. Go to your plumbing sales job. If a hurricane sneaks up on you, so be it. That's just the breaks. Do it the way our forefathers did, who came out of a cave and just thought the gods were angry when it got windy and rainy out. That's the way we should approach shit from now on. What?
And they would just hide.
Yeah, you're not allowed to hide. You had to sell rocks to other people that needed rocks, Joe.
hey, if the power's still on, we're selling fucking rocks.
I understand. I understand.
Absolutely.
The amazing thing with this storm is, I mean, hell broke loose, and then all of a sudden, the sun's out. It's beautiful. You would think the storm would happen and shit all over the place.
Well, it's the way hurricanes come. They come and then it's nice outside. That's what they do. They don't want, you know, listen, they realize, they you know what, they're like a fucking guest that comes over your house and like pukes in your shoes and everything, and the next day they send you a fruit basket. Listen, I'm sorry. That's what they do. They're still a fucking mess, but they're apologetic for it. So you go, all right, I guess we'll have a hurricane next year. You know, that's the way it works.
Well, it got nice out, and then all of a sudden the wind came back here, and I was like, what is this, round two? But the storm front moving out just scrambled everything's brains.
Well, Isaiah did not want to make Joe's bosses look like a liar, so it's doubling back, so expect a nasty night.
No, it's gone. It's gone. It left. It's gorgeous.
It's nice out. So
yeah.
Is there anything else, Pip? Anything else?
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to lose another body part.
Uh-oh.
Why?
What are you? Can we play guess the body part?
Sure.
I'm going to go tonsils.
I'm going to say asshole.
You're going to say asshole?
Yeah.
Why, Mr.? What's happening to Mr. Helix? Where's Mr. Helix going?
You can't lose your asshole, Joe.
He did. He most certainly did.
Oh, he did.
He did. We had 3 fucking years of the negotiations for how he was going to lose his asshole. He's living proof.
That's true. That's true. Okay. So are these your final answers?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're limited.
It looks like, drum roll, please, gallbladder.
I did not have gallbladder in the pool. Oh.
Nobody had gallbladder in the pool.
What does a gallbladder do?
It creates bile.
Oh, you're full of that.
Full of, apparently.
Yeah, I can see
and,
that.
Not like Davin.
I'll fucking mute you. I don't give a shit.
Well,
I will mute. Fucking mute him.
Bladder.
Don't encourage. I'll mute the two of you.
Coincidence? Maybe.
I don't know. I'll fucking mute the two of you. I'll do a show by myself. I don't need this. I don't need
it. I just love Joe's face, like, maybe.
He's hamming it up. That's all right. For the visual aspect, I noticed it, too. He's working on his fucking acting chops because he can't fucking load his goddamn pilot onto YouTube because he's a fucking moron. So we get to see all the acting chops here. I understand.
Funny. Yeah, it creates bile to help break down, like, the fat in your foods. And so, apparently, having gallstones runs through the females in the family, and my mom lost her gallbladder in her 40s, so I was kind of waiting for, like, yeah, you know, if one of my parents had it, I'm getting it. I was kind of waiting for this. So apparently I have a baby gallstone that's like a pretty good size.
Yeah.
Like a big gallstone. Like a big, healthy, bouncing baby gallstone. And so I don't know if I'm going to lose my gallbladder, but the conversation I had with the doctor today sounded like that's the way he's heading.
Well, if there's anything we know about you, Pip, all it takes is one opinion and you're down. So if he says it's got to go, you're ready to get that surgery. You're not going to fucking dance around and get a second opinion. You got no time for that.
Well, a giant gallstone, I don't really need another opinion. It's like, yeah, they're supposed to be 0.4 centimeters. Like, that's an acceptable size. And mine is 2.4 centimeters around. So gallbladders aren't that big to start with. So it's pretty good. And I've been getting pain from it, and I didn't know what it was, but that's what it is. So guess who has to get a colonoscopy endoscopy surprise special next week?
Oh, God. Talk about a bad day at the office.
I've had one of those.
What?
Yeah?
I've had them done in the same day. Yeah, and, you know, you make all the corn bowl joke going, yeah, make sure you do the colonoscopy last. Don't use the same tube.
I just don't want them to, like, high five in the middle of it, you know? It's like,
yeah. This is what you do. You have Joanne go with you, and I'll tell you why. Because about 5 years ago, I had to have the colonoscopy and the upper endoscopy done. We're in the waiting room, and things were bad between us, but she, you know, she took me. And we're sitting there. I go, Joanne, could you take my wallet and put it in your purse? No.
Right.
I go, why? It's dirty. Where do you think my wallet's been? Take my wallet and put it in your purse. I'm going to hang my shit up. I don't want my lose my. It's dirty. I go, Joanne, could you put. I go, Joanne, I am so glad you're here. You know why? I go, they're about to shove a tube up my ass behind that door, and I can't wait to get in there to get rid of you.
Wow. Wow.
You'd rather have a colonoscopy.
Yes. Can you look at my purse? No, it's dirty. Then you argue with it, and like, you know what? I can't wait to get the fuck in there.
I'm gonna stick up for Joanne here. You know what? You know where that wallet is? That wallet is in your back pocket, which is by your ass, which farts a lot. It is dirty. Good for Joanne. Good for Joanne.
Yeah.
And she knows you got no fucking money in there because she already rifled through it. So your wallet has no value to her. Good for Joanne taking a stand.
Well, I'm going to have to sit my purse with Mr. Helix, so he's going to enjoy sitting there being purse commando.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Now, I should have a new game, and it's called Get on the Gurney. So what we do is we have medical issues, and we spin a little wheel, and it goes on to a medical issue, and you decide if you're going to wait or you're going to go for it without a second opinion. We call it like, we go, gallbladder. I said, get on the gurney. Okay. Godspeed, Tibula.
Well, you know, I asked my friends in jest, gee, how many other body parts can I lose? And one of them actually looked it up, and she's like, part of your pancreas, your spleen, part of your stomach, part of your intestines, a couple of toes, maybe some fingers, and I'm like, part of your lung? I'm like, oh my God, it's not a garage sale.
Oh,
I'm
yeah, not your looking. Body's a, your body's a treasure trove just waiting for the pickings.
I'm not like in the market to give away more parts. I still have my tonsils, but I don't have my appendix. No appendix. So I gave that away. I could lose my tonsils still, though. That's something that you can do mm-hmm. without pretty easily. Mm-hmm. But it sounded like the gallbladder might go, and but the rest of the stuff I'd kind of like to keep. Yeah. You know? Mm.
You know what? I've seen the complete picture. You can lose some other shit. You'll be fine.
My mom had a gallbladder removed, like right after I was born, and I was blamed for that too.
You know what you did?
How was that? Like? You were probably leaning on it.
well, because Pip just explained what. Pip just explained the gallbladder fills with bile. You're inside of her. There's nobody more filled with bile than you. You probably put all your bile into her gallbladder. Probably was your fault, you poor mother.
You know, I tell you to shut your face, but that does make sense.
Of course it does. My initials are DR. I play a doctor on Zoom. It's fine. It's DR. I could get away with
Mama was always right. Then again, once again.
She was. All right. So, I don't have anything as exciting as weather and Pip losing body parts. But, but you know, so when's that going to happen? Wednesday?
Well, I have to go get a coronavirus test before I can do any of this stuff.
Okay.
So, I get the coronavirus. Oh, and my doctor told me he had it done, and he goes, you will cry.
Jesus like, Christ, just bullshit me. When you like go to get your teeth cleaned and you lay out all those tools, this won't hurt. Really? Look at that shit.
I said,
fucking chainsaw.
Well, this guy is new to me. I like him very much. He's cool. He explains things well. He's got a sense of humor, but you know, he explains things like you're a smart human, but not a doctor, which is perfect.
Oh, that's good.
Right,
so
gotcha.
You know what I mean? And so he, you know, and he just gives it to me straight but kind. So he was like, you know, well, you're gonna, you know, they're gonna shove his. I knew this. The Q-tip way up your nose. And he goes, I had it done too, and I cried. I'm not going to lie to you. You're going to cry. And I'm like, oh my God. And I've heard other people say you hear a crunch noise. And I'm like, what's going to crunch? What the fuck makes a crunch? I'll report back.
You've had up there since 1978 is what they're
going to
crunch.
Apparently.
Actually, the you're going to cry and you're going to hear a crunch is actually what I used to say to women in college before I deaded them. So I'm quite familiar with it. So it's good. It's good pep talk.
So I'm going to cry. I'm going to crunch. And then.
Well, the crunch was it had been a couple months since I took home my Star Wars sheets on my twin bed. That was the crunch.
Oh!
And the cry is that alcohol is going to wear off at some point, and you're going to realize what you did. But I was very honest and forthright.
And they'll get the results of that in a couple days, hopefully. And then, actually, my both ends camera up. Camera shoot is going to be next Tuesday.
Oh, Christ. Why on a Tuesday?
In the morning.
Why on a Tuesday? Always with you on a fucking Tuesday.
Yeah, we're the... No, Tuesday, no. Get the doctor on the phone. We got to reschedule that shit. We got to go.
Your calendar is wide fucking open. You got...
I know.
You have no job and no job prospects. The cats are healthy. Why does it have to be on a goddamn Tuesday?
Well, it's going to be in the morning, and I'll be fine by the show time.
No, you won't. Even when you're healthy, you're not fine.
You out.
Yeah, so I'll be awake, and I'll be up. It's going to be in the morning, and we do the show at 6:30. How long do you think I'm going to be knocked out?
I mean, the last time I wasn't knocked out that long, but I remember the first time I had a colonoscopy done. I'm going back. It was like 11 in the morning. I'm going to work at 1. So I get home, and I tell Joanne, I'm going to lay down for an hour, and then I'm heading to the office. She goes, you're not going to... I go, I'm laying down for an hour. I'm heading to the office. I got shit to do. I woke up like at 6 o'clock the next morning. I wasn't going anywhere.
Wow. I don't know.
I'll be fine. I've had this before. I'll be fine.
All right.
She's got a wide... Joe, she's got a wide open calendar. She's got nothing going on. She won't leave her fucking house unless she's picking up rocks from a friend of mine. God forbid I invite her out. She won't come up here. She's got a wide open fucking calendar. She picks the one day, the 3 hours out of her whole fucking week that she has an obligation, and then she's like, oh.
What do you want me to tell you? Hey, it's Tuesday show day.
Seriously.
These places don't have a wide open calendar, so I had to go with what they could give me.
Did you ask for another day?
I did, but they want to get this done soon, so it was Tuesday.
Who the hell's in a hurry to get into your ass?
So you're telling me you're putting your own personal safety over our show? Is that what you're saying?
Good point.
Yeah, I know. Thank you, boss.
She's very selfish.
Yeah.
Selfish. Always about her.
I know. I'm selfish this way. When they say take out a part, I'm like, how fast?
Then I'm going to get a text. Yep. I'm going to get a text at 6:14. I don't really feel well. They fucked up. They were supposed to go in my ass, but they went in my mouth. I have a really sore throat. I can barely talk. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll try if you really want me to. That's what I'm going to get at 6:14.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen.
And
we'll just prepare.
Well, before the anesthesia took over, the last thing I said was, watch the Fisher.
Watch the fish. Like it's a moon landing.
Tell him that, too. You better tell, don't go barrel acid in there. You got to go gentle as a surprise.
Yeah, really. You should tape that off. You should, like, get some yellow tape and put that around the fissure so they don't go poking around in there.
That's what I would tell them. That, yeah, don't forget, I would really tell them, be careful, there's a fissure when you go in there, so don't go barging in like a saloon.
Yeah, nobody likes that type of surprise. It's like when you bite into a piece of gum and you don't know it's the one with the juice stuff in it, and then you get juice, like, what the fuck? Who came in my mouth? That's what's going to happen. If they start poking around there, you're just going to explode. Oh, I would have put on the shield. I didn't know, my eyes. Fauci, where are you? The goggles. They won't know. You got to warn them.
Do you really think that there's something juicy that's going to pop?
It's a fissure. It's a fissure. That means there's fizzy shit in there. They're gonna pop it.
No,
what's going on there, lad?
It's gonna be
It's not a fissure like it's fizzy. A fissure means a cut.
Right. You know what else was a cut?
It's on the other side.
You know what else was a cut, Pip? You know what else was a cut?
You better know.
Mount St. Helens was a cut. Mount St. Helens was a cut in the planet until it erupted. Everything's a cut until it erupts. Then you got a problem. In 1980, nobody thought a big deal about Mount St. Helens. 1980 came and fucking erupted because they went poking around there. That's what you gotta do. You can't have these doctors go, Joe's right, you can't have these doctors going in there all willy-nilly. You need to give them a lay of the land. When you land on the moon, they have satellites, they have cameras and everything, so you poke so you know where to land the lander. They just can't fucking, like, they can't go in like it's a nice smooth landing. There's shit there that they need to be aware of.
Right, no, and it's fun to look. There's a fissure there, so if you guys don't want to look like you fell into the chocolate fountain at the Golden Corral, just use caution.
No, think of it more like Pompeii. Vesuvius has already gone off, and there are people in the shape like ashen people in the shape where they were when it happened. But it's not going to happen again.
Let me tell you something. Your ass is no tourist attraction, all right? Settle down there. What you need to do is you need to stay awake. You need to stay awake, and you need to go around. Like when the car breaks down on the interstate. You need to wave them around the fissure.
I think taping it off is a better idea.
Well, these are the options. You know, we're giving you sound medical advice. As usual, you don't listen, but, you know, this is important information.
Tape, well, I mean, besides the tattoo that I have that says caution with the arrow, we need more?
Well, I mean, that didn't work with Mr. Helix. He thought it was an invitation, so.
When I had my upper endoscopy done, I had a problem with acid reflux, and I didn't know if there was a problem, you know, in my throat and my esophagus. So I was like a yard foreman when he was starting the procedure. I go, all right, look, when you get down there, see if there's any scar tissue or anything around there. Let me know what's going on. He's like, we know what to do. I'm just letting you know. When you get
You're right, you know.
To put the fucking gas on me.
You can't leave it up to the professionals. You got to be in charge of that shit. I don't blame you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, all right, look for an, when you're horsing around, look for this, look for that. Let me know.
Joe's like, all listen, right. I read 1.5 paragraphs on WebMD. I know what I'm talking about, and I want you to listen because it's my ass down there.
No, WebMD. Anybody WebMD, you read that shit, you're going to die. You know?
Yes.
Listen, I'm sure all the crackpots that are COVID-19 experts are getting their information from WebMD and YouTube. Everybody's an epidemiologist now. Everybody knows about viruses now because they read a fucking meme. God damn, I hate the fact that I'm aware of all the stupidity that's out there. I liked it better when I just assumed most of you had normal intelligence. I didn't assume you were smart, but I didn't assume you were stupid. I just figured you were normal functioning human beings. I no longer have that illusion, and I hate you for taking it away from me.
I know. I hate being disillusioned and waking up and realizing all the stupid that surrounds me. I'm frightened now.
You know how much it bothers me? You know how much it bothers me when talking about Trump voters and I have to go, well, Joe's one of the good ones. There's nothing about that I like. All right.
You got to be critical of everything, like I said.
That's fine.
Yes, I do support him. Yes, I will vote for him. Yes, I do fucking roll my eyes to the back of my fucking skull a lot of times, you know.
Oh, stupid did it again today. Stupid did it. I don't want to get all into Trump, but he did it again today. You know how he's been against the mail-in voting. You know how he's been against that. And then he's trying to parse the same thing. But he's like, no, in Florida, it's good. You could do it in Florida. That's what he was... Even when shit's working properly, Florida fucks shit up.
I know. It's like, we didn't have enough with hanging Chad. We're going to do that again?
Seriously, nobody trusts Florida. But you're going to make up shit about it not being safe. But you're going to go, but Florida knows how to do it. And my favorite part, and I posted this on Facebook, my favorite part about the most avid Trump supporters, and Joe does this about half the time. He hasn't been doing it as much lately. So I'm not going to include Joe in this. The most avid Trump supporters, Trump will say something that's completely absurd, ridiculous, or a lie. His at most avid Trump supporters will go run to defend, to justify, to find a meme, a cockamamie witch doctor that makes it true, and then Trump will go back and act like he never said that and make all the people that support him look like assholes. So then it's fun to see, well, are they going to justify Trump making them look like assholes? You know what I'm talking about, Joe. We talked about it with the bleach and the COVID and the sarcasm.
Like I said, with this whole thing like I said, it's the first I'm hearing of this. I didn't see this, but with this, I'm like, once again, I'm like, oh Jesus Christ! I can't sit here and go, well, you know why he did that? I can't fathom.
That's why I didn't include you in it. But they just have to suck at his man boob saggy teats. Whatever he says, they just have to believe it's true. And the thing is, he doesn't remember what he says, which is possible, you know, because it could be more than 5 words, and then it gets a little iffy. Either he doesn't remember what he said, or he knows he's full of shit anyway, so he'll just say whatever the fuck he wants.
Well, like I said, I'll bring up what happened. Where did I go?
You're here. I see you. Say, Joe needs to take that cognitive test. He doesn't know where he is.
No, because it's just...
Camera?
Where did...
camera, person, man, woman. Joe, what season is it? I see you loud and clear. I see you loud and clear.
What year is it?
That's stupid. I just said I see you loud and clear. It's fucking contagious.
It is.
I don't know, Joe. All right, we'll move on while you sort your shit out.
All right, there I am.
Oh, what a fucking maroon.
All right, now I'm back. But what I was saying is that when Trump, when they had the whole thing where they were talking about using an agent as a detergent, and people are going, well, you know, is all we were saying, you know, use it as a detergent and this, that. What I was saying is there are instances that there are light that is used, can be used as a detergent. Vaguely, you could say that, and it would be correct. He turns around and goes, I was joking. You weren't fucking joking, and you could have turned around and used the explanation I had, and it would have been fine. So, you know, there were a lot. So the whole thing with the Florida mail-in voting, there is a problem with mail-in voting. I think on a grand scale, it's going to be a problem. You got to stand by that. You can't go, well, Florida's okay. Well, no.
Well, Joe, I must tell you, the Republican Party does not agree with it.
I can't defend that.
The Republican Party knows that they do very well with the mail-in voting. The Republican Party and the senators are flipping it like, shut up, stupid. This is how we get our people. The old people, that's how they vote. They're like, shut up, stupid. And he can't help himself. I just love watching the shit show. If it wasn't for real. But anyway, I don't want to get into that right now. So we bought a summer membership for the local league. I've been living here 15 years. I didn't even know we had a local league.
You bought a what did you do?
A membership to like a lake. There's a lake in the town, you know, with a beach and facilities and everything.
There is?
Yes. That was my, I had no idea. Living here 15,
yeah.
Very lovely, very nice. I had no idea. No idea this fucking thing existed. But it's, you know what? We can't really expect me to know what's going on in this town because I don't leave the house. But the wife didn't even know really either. So we blame her.
We blame her.
And when you usually leave the house, you leave town to go on the road.
Yeah.
Like you're either in your basement or you're either in, you know, Walla Walla, Washington or whatever.
Well, fortunately, I don't have to worry about work anymore. But anyway.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, same here.
So you get the, you could get, it's right this year because of COVID-19, it's only open up to the town. I guess in the past you could come from wherever. So it's $125 for like Memorial Day through Labor Day. So we just got it the other day. So so it's like 15, 20 minutes from my house. The Jersey Shore is like 2 hours from my house. So, yeah. I mean, listen, this doesn't compare with the Bahamas, but it's okay. It's fine. So we.
There's nothing wrong with a nice lake. I saw the pictures.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's
fine. So the other day we go for the first time. First time my wife takes off in the afternoon. We go. We get there. She goes into the bathroom. I set up the beach chairs, all that nonsense on the beach. She doesn't even hit the sand yet. It starts to thunder. They're like, everybody off the beach. We're going to open it up in 20 minutes. And then they keep on like, well, we'll open it up in another 45 minutes. So like 2 hours go by. She don't even hit the beach. A fucking completely wasted day. And I thought that was going to be the only time we get to the beach. And I'll tell you why shortly. We did go to the beach yesterday. That's why I got some color. I was out there for a few hours and it was nice. But this is why I thought this might be the only time I'm going to get to the beach this year. Friday, my mother-in-law calls my wife and tells her that on Thursday, she fell and broke her hip.
No!
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'll believe you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's not good. How old is your mother-in-law?
She's 76.
Well, all right. 76 is young enough where it's not that big of a deal. In your 80s,
I mean, she's still active. She volunteers. She does a bunch of things. She's an active woman. But here's the problem. Well, besides falling and breaking your hip, which is a problem, she's in COVID-infested Florida, and all the family is in New York and New Jersey. So COVID is so bad where she's living that they wouldn't even take her to the local hospital because they were overrun with all the COVID. That's how bad it is down there in Florida.
Oh,
So we thought she would have rehab at home, but it turns out so they do have three local facilities that don't have COVID. So now they're just waiting for a bed to open up. But once she's released and after the rehab, she can't be released at home until there's somebody there to stay with her. So my wife has to fly down to be with her.
Oh, God.
But before she flies down, she has to get tested for COVID-19. So here's the interesting thing. So she's telling me this. I'm like, well, call our doctor. She's using my doctor now. And as I've told you, my doctor, I don't think not so much with the ability and the medical bill of skills. But he gives me drugs if I need them, and I don't usually need them, but it's a nice backup plan. So I say call the doctor, because at this point, we're 6-7 months into it. He should, much like the president, he should know some things about COVID-19, especially because he's got senior citizens that are a lot of his clients. I mean, if you're a general practitioner in the United States at this point, you should have a working knowledge of COVID-19, I would think, right?
Yeah.
He don't know shit. So he gives her like the number for like the New York Department of Health, which is who he told me to call back in March when I had questions. So she calls. So she has to call them, do a teleconference to set up a test. So she does that. What she has to do is she has to get the test. Now that she's going to get the results back in 24 hours, which I thought was very impressive because we hear all these stories of people that are of places where they're really hard hit right now. And it's like 7 to 10 days, which makes the test completely useless. So she's got to quarantine after the test. And then when she comes back, she has to get retested, and she still has to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Which means we're really not going to go to the lake much this summer. And I might go down there at some point to help out, too, like in a month, like 3 weeks after my wife goes. But it's just it's kind of interesting that the whole process to get, like, you have to do all this stuff. And we were supposed to go to my cousin's son is getting married in a couple of weeks, and we were going to go. But because of the way everything's falling, even if my wife doesn't leave before the wedding, she's going to get tested right before, and then it's going to be like 100-150 people at this wedding. And my cousin is pissed off. It's her son getting married. She's like, we shouldn't be doing this because they already postponed it from June. But the bride wants 500 people there at the wedding. You can't be having a 500 people in COVID-19. Are you insane?
Yes, she must be.
Yeah, but she wants to have the wedding. I got to feel that there's some Brooklyn in them. I got to feel like there's some Brooklyn Jew in them. Because the Brooklyn Jews just don't give a shit. We found that out. The Brooklyn Jews, like, there's no party like a COVID-19 party. You know, they crowd. So it's like 150, and we were going to go. But now, because even if I go now, then I would have to quarantine.
Right, and where was this again? Where was this being held again?
This was being held in New York. I want to say, like, I think in Long Island on the water.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Why would you do this now? Most people that were going to get married postponed their weddings.
Well, you got to understand, they're very religious, so I don't think they've gotten it in yet. So this is kind of how it was explained to me. So they're hot to trot, but like apparently. Like a lot of people are not going. It's irresponsible. It's irresponsible because people could die from this.
Yeah.
So even when my wife comes home and she has to quarantine here, it's going to be really weird because we don't have the biggest house and we only have one shower. We have two bathrooms, but we have one shower. So I think I'll be sleeping in the basement the whole time.
Wow.
So
I mean that's the kind of stuff that you have to do. But I'm going back to this wedding. This is, that's ridiculous to me. I mean, you know, it's going to turn into, instead of like that movie that was like four weddings and a funeral, it's going to be like one wedding and 14 funerals. What the fuck are they thinking?
Well, I mean, listen, we're going to cover another story that kind of has the same mentality later on. I mean, we're going to cover a couple stories that kind of talks about this. But there is certainly, there's a lot of selfishness in this country.
Yeah.
And that's part of it. I get you want to have your wedding. You know what you do? You have a small ceremony. You know, or you have a small ceremony, and then when this passes, you have the big party. That's what you
right.
do. That's what you, you know, you could still do with the wedding dress and all that stuff. You could still get it in beforehand. You might be pregnant by the time this all ends. You might even have a kid. I don't know how this how it's going to go, but you can't be risking. I guess like nobody from like my aunts and uncles aren't coming now. My other cousins aren't coming. I didn't know this. I had no idea, but now we're not going. I feel bad. But I don't see how I can
but
do
you
it.
Got, but you got to use common sense. You know, on my end of things, I lost my aunt in April, as you guys know. At the time of the funeral, the wake, my cousin goes to me, we're going to have something for my mom in August. We're going to have a church service. We're going to go out to the cemetery, and then we're going to go out for dinner. So we're in August now. I'm like, I wonder why I haven't heard from them. Because we still can't do this.
They're smart.
I'm going to call them because they're gonna look at me and go, what are you, a moron? We can't do it. It's going to stink if we do it now. The whole thing is for the family to be together, to have a church service, have a meal, like the traditional meal, and then go to the cemetery and have the meal afterwards. It's going to stink if we do it this way. So, yeah, I didn't even call. You know, I'm just waiting for them to call me when everything calms down. Probably going to be Jesus Christ 2021 by the time we do it. But if it is, so be it, because it's a proper thing where the family is together. We go to the church, we go to the cemetery, all as a family. We have a nice, you know, the traditional afterward meal after it. You know, it is what it is. And it was a shame enough. I lost my aunt around the same time you lost yours, Pip, and you know how horrible it is.
It's horrible. And, you know, not being able to go and see anybody in the hospital. I mean, you know, we can go visit her to, you know, in the yeah. hospital. And then, you know, there was no, like, after we stood, you know, far from each other, there was no repast. There was no, you know, gathering or nothing. Like, it just came and went. And it just feels so empty and horrible. But lots of people are doing that, have to do this.
And not only that, by the time this was, she passed away on April 16th, so we're all into the COVID thing. We're sitting there in masks and gloves, and we're sitting, you know, only fit. And the thing is, in normal times, you go, this is crazy. This is nuts. We're so conditioned, you know, it's like, it was, you know, we're just, you know, nothing said, this is bullshit. We're just conditioned that it is what it is. You know, that's the saddest part, you know?
That's actually what the president said in an interview. He's like, we've lost over 155,000 people. And his answer was, it is what it is. You're very presidential tonight, Joe. Yeah, that's a real thing. That's a real thing. But anyway.
I know.
It is what it is. You could have phrased it a little different.
No! No! Nailed it! Nailed it!
Oozing with empathy.
They asked him about John Lewis, and President Trump's like, well, he didn't go to my inauguration. Please, nailed it. Hitting home runs and taking names.
He didn't, and he was at odds with him. You could have worded it differently.
He wouldn't even say John Lewis was a great American. He wouldn't even say that. And then he said... Then he said, nobody's done more for black people than me. Maybe Abraham Lincoln. And the interviewer, Jonathan Swan, I think is his name, goes, it was on Axios, goes, well, what about Lyndon Johnson? And, you know, he signed civil rights legislature into law. And Trump's like, yeah, well, that hasn't worked out so great. He's given no shits. He's given no shits anymore.
I didn't hear that quote. That was new to me just now.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What?
Once again, he's right about Johnson. Number two, he has done some things for the African-American community. You could have worded it differently. Look, I have to, the main line that I rep, screwed something up, and they're acting like they're doing me a favor on something. And I have to write back to the customer service manager because I'm beyond livid. And I have sat with a couple of drafts, sprinkling a shitload of baby powder on it because I don't need my boss showing what Joe meant to say. You got to put your point across, but it was a little fucking finesse.
Wait, so you're saying how did civil rights work out is not finesse?
Finesse is not this guy's
Black
middle
Lives
name.
Matter. He's leading to that, to Black Lives Matter. Maybe it didn't work out so much.
I got to tell you, I said Biden shouldn't debate, and I gave the reasons why, because you can't debate a liar. I've seen now President Trump with two tough interviews in the past couple of weeks with Chris Wallace from Fox News and Jonathan Swan from Axios. They can't let him talk on his own. They can't let him go against somebody. And I'm going out on a limb here, but I'm going to say Biden has command of the facts. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I don't want to get into that. But whatever. You can't put him in that situation, because what's going to happen is everybody who's not paying attention, which is the vast majority of the country, is going to tune in and go, what the fuck? You can't.
Exactly. And that's exactly why we need to have that debate. We're fucked. We might as well get some laughs in while we're at it. I want to be entertained. Please, the fuck we can fucking do is entertain me. What the fuck else is going to happen? I'm mad if he gets back in and he goes in. I want to at least be entertained over it. Put them together. I think it's September 29th. I'm getting a fucking bucket of popcorn and a six pack, and I'm going to laugh my balls off.
No, I don't want to see it. I'm not laughing anymore. I'm incredulous. I laugh at the people who defend it. They amuse me to no end. And speaking of things that get, I'm gonna segue into the last thing until we take our first break. Things that amused me today to no end, because it was so ironic. And I have to explain why it was ironic. I have to explain to you the characters. So a high school friend today posts a story about New York City teachers protesting New York Mayor de Blasio's plan to reopen. So there was like reopen the school. So I guess there was 200 protesters, some of them teachers, some of them parents, some of them students. Whether you think the school should open up or not open up, it's irrelevant to the story that I'm going to tell you. It's irrelevant. I don't want to get into whether the school should open up or not. We've talked about that before. So one of them, so this is posted to one of my high school classmates. Another one posts, the problem we have isn't COVID, it's liberals. Really? Liberals have gone around infecting everybody around the world because they're these evil fucking geniuses, but they couldn't figure out how to beat a fucking reality star in 2016. That's how evil and brilliant these liberals are. It's not COVID. It's all a fucking... I understand. You've never heard me say they're brilliant. You've never heard me say that the Democrats are brilliant. I'm the one who said they should listen to me because they're the only ones that can figure out how to lose to that fucking clown. And if they would have listened to me, they wouldn't have lost. So no, I know exactly what this fucking team is. No, but to think again. So I guess it was the liberals that took your relatives. So don't be upset at COVID-19. It was the liberals who fucking AOC killed your kin. I'm sorry, I have to report this, but it was AOC that did it all along, and Elizabeth Warren was standing behind her. We don't have to worry about COVID-19. You have to wear a mask because of liberals. That shit'll get on you. You got to wear the goggles because of liberals. Shit's contagious, I tell you.
Oh my God, I'm getting scared. They keep saying the word. I gotta get a mask on. I'm afraid now.
Here's the deal, being the devil's advocate. That's my position on the show, being a devil's advocate. This is our job. This is our deal on the show. To have, you know, with everything we discuss, political discussion is, as we know, a big part of the show. As we know, 2 weeks ago, the fucking show went to sunrise because of the political debate in the first quarter of the show. So we have to look at it. Stop it, liberal. Take that off, liberal.
Nope. Protecting myself.
I think that there's probably a liberal in her house. She's going to catch it no matter what. She needs the social distance.
I think the cats keep saying something, meowing, and it sounds like Bernie. I'm scared.
So you have people that just glance at the news and whatever team they're on and go, yeah, it's the liberal. So if they're on Facebook and they see something, yeah, it's the liberal. Well, why is it the liberals? Why is it, I mean, we can have a debate until sunrise again with the three of us.
Now, here's
somebody that just glances at the news. That's why they say that.
I am not dealing with the stupid anymore. I have cut down dealing with the stupid, because the stupid's going to be the stupid no matter what. That's just what stupid is. So I will continue with this. So the same person goes, again, talking about, and you know, it's all this anti-teacher shit. Like, like I said, how you feel about opening the schools one way or the other. But let's not blame the teachers because we can't get our shit together. I understand why they're scared. Whether you think they should go in school or not go in school, whatever. I understand why they're concerned. Anyway, so this person posts to my, this high school friend to my other one goes, kids are dumber today than they've ever been. Okay, I know a lot of people feel that way. Here's the thing. Neither one of these two were fucking very bright in high school. I don't know what they are now, but nobody ever thought that they were scholastic over fucking achievers. I will tell you that much. These two were one of the two were some of the dimmer light bulbs at the time in high school. Nobody thought back, thought and go, well, they're going to solve, they're going to cure cancer. Nay, 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 nay. They might be able to change a tire. That would be useful. That's a good thing. They might be a good heating and air conditioning person. Again, very useful. Not deriding those people at all. Just a different skill set. But and
the funny thing is, look, and you gave out some things, and I could sit here and give out some things. Grab one of your daughter's school book and look at it. I don't know what the fuck's going on in there. How can they be stupider today? I mean, I want to breathe, but you look at the stuff they're learning today.
These kids are learning algebra quicker than we learned algebra. These kids are better with technology than we were. Now, we were better than our parents with technology, too. That's just the way this thing is. Now, listen, I can only speak to my daughter and her friends. My daughter is taking a lot of honors classes, a good amount of honors classes going into her freshman year. She will be taking a lot of honors freshman classes. She's high honor roll all the time, as are her friends. Again, I don't know if that's everybody, but if it's just a small sample of my daughter and her friends, they're way fucking smarter than I was.
Right, right. Have you been asked to help with the homework?
Oh, I don't do that anymore. That stopped in around the third or fourth grade.
And why?
Because I don't know math.
Right. I don't know math.
Yeah.
These kids are learning stuff. Years ago, I'm going back 10 years, a co-worker brought her daughter in. Her daughter's a teacher, ironically, now. But brought her daughter in, and this is 10 years ago. The little girl is doing a PowerPoint thing. And I'm looking at this, and I'm like, I got to compete against this in my 60s.
Yeah.
You know?
My daughter's already done a PowerPoint presentation. That I've never done a PowerPoint presentation. I have a joke about a PowerPoint presentation, but I've never used it.
Neither have I. The IT departments in my lines and at my place do that shit. I don't know how to do that. You know,
These kids, again, I can only go by my daughter and the company she keeps, but most of these kids are taking honors classes. They're really fucking smart. Like, a group of her friends, they do something, I can't remember what it is, but it's like, it's these teams, they compete on this intellectual stuff, battle all over the world. And in my town, my daughter's friends, the past several years, they've won the world's competition. I forget what. So I didn't even know these were a thing. Back when I was in school, there was a thing called gifted and talented. You know who was never gifted and talented? This guy right here. You know who definitely was, who's neither gifted nor talented? The two fucking knuckleheads going back and forth on Facebook.
here's the deal with people like that and people like us. And I'm not saying that we're, you know. The difference between them is that they could just blurt out a sentence. Oh, well, kids are dumber now. The thing about us, and it's, believe it's due to us being comics and us questioning and stuff like that, if anyone, either one blurts something like that out, the next thing we hear is, well, explain. Well, it's, kids are stupid as hell. Explain how kids are stupid. I mean, when we put out that whole debate on why the kids today are not like the greatest generation. Okay, I made a statement, and it turned into a fucking term paper on both sides of the thing. Right, and you know exactly why. Because you and I went head to head. There was research, there was this, there was that. You know, it's like a friend of ours, Carla Okeson. She's a very left wing. But when we were hanging out at the club one night, I go, I love debating with you because when I get in a debate with you, I've got to do research, I got to write stuff down, and it's interesting, it's, you know, fun because this is commentary that we both do, you know.
I don't debate with the right wingers on Facebook occasionally, you, but I don't debate with them anymore, and I'm going to say it out there because they're fucking dumb. I'm not going to research facts, and you're going to come back with a YouTube video. I'm not playing that fucking game. I can't do it anymore. And you know the people I'm talking about, and I like, you know, some of them I used to like, some of them I still like. They're just, they're in their own fucking bubble, and they just can't, like, this whole conspiracy that science all of a sudden is out to get them, but they're typing shit made by scientists. They're clicking away on their phone or their computer, and that was all done with science by people that are much smarter than us, and they just don't fucking see it. So I just can't.
You don't think critically. Like I said, our friend Harry, Dr. Harry Friedman, obviously Harry is on the left spectrum, you know where I stand, but we'll be at the club some nights. He goes, I go on Facebook, and we proceed to have a fascinating discussion with both points on it, you know, so it's nice when you get, but that's
I can't do it anymore with the right wingers. For the most part. Once in a while, I will. But the shit just breaks. They just get upset. It wastes my time. They refuse to believe. If you show them an article from whoever, that's fake news. That's fake news. If we've talked about this before, if we're not all operating from the same facts, then we can't debate, which is why I said Joe Biden should not debate Donald Trump unless you're going to have a fact checker. Otherwise, it's just pointless. Now, Joe brought up the comedy aspect. So for that, all right, I'll defer to Joe. If we're just looking for a night of humorous entertainment, sure. But I find it depressing. I find it depressing because they're the because this is the best we got, allegedly. That's what.
Yes. We've had the discussion before for the past 4 years. Well, if there was a candidate that you felt was better than Trump, that you would vote for, yeah, then they come up with Biden. I can't.
Well, that's where you and I disagree, and that's fine. He wasn't my first choice. Biden wasn't my first choice, but I've seen what a close to 4 years of whatever this is.
But you know what? Also, you and I have gone point to point on that. Another fascinating conversation, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not like, you know, we do a show every week that's political commentary. Sometimes it goes an hour and a half. Sometimes it gets heavy. Sometimes we agree. So, but that's what we do. So we are at a higher. We're expected, at least in our group of three, we're expected to be better than that. And we've been called out on it. We've been debating on it. Whereas the regular person that doesn't do any of this, he can just blurt out stuff because of what they heard on Fox News, what they heard on WOR, what they heard on CNN, you know, and they don't have to go, there is nobody there that's going to go, well, explain. For us, whatever we post, well, explain. And there are some things that I see that I want to put my two cents in that I don't have the time or I don't feel like getting into because I have to explain and I have to. And it's a busy day, or I got stuff to do, or whatever, and I feel passionately about the subject, but that day, I don't have time. There are days I make the fucking time, but there is, you know, some days I don't have the time.
Here's all I can tell you. There are, it might be on the left, too. I know when Trump was president, when he was elected president, I know there was a lot of liberals that were very angry and full of venom, and that consumed everything. It used to consume more of my time than it does now. I mean, you know, I still get frustrated, but I don't. But there are people on the right, like I've talked about this before, they should be happy. They're going to be miserable no matter what. So if Biden wins, I can only imagine what the hostility level, what the anger level is going to be. Because they think it's this vast conspiracy. They think it's this vast conspiracy to get Donald Trump, and Donald Trump holds no responsibility for the world that we all live in. That, like, all these powers that be are conspiring to get this rich white man who inherited over $400 million and had everything handed to him, and all these people are out to get him, and he's just powerless against it. That's what they think, and I can't compete with that. It's like, I can't explain.
Well, you got to remember now you're talking about people on the far, you know, the far right.
They're not that far, Joe. I'm not talking about neo-Nazis. That's the far right. They're just
there were some people on the left, the far left included, but on the left that still can't get over that Hillary Clinton lost. And it's like on either side, not taking away from the fact that people will make a statement and they're not explaining themselves on the statement. They're just blurting shit out.
I just get, well, no, you know what's funny? And then we'll take our first break. I love this. They'll complain how the media is not reporting something, and then to prove their point, they'll use an article from the media. It's like, oh my God. It's like, and much like I did not have the time to deal with these two on Facebook, I don't have the time to go, do you see the irony here? I'm not talking about getting your shirt flat. Do you see?
But you got to remember one thing, okay? If I see something on Trump or whatever, the media is not reporting this. The first thing I do is to look into it and see if it's horseshit or not.
I don't know if it's the first thing you do. I don't know if it's the first thing. You posted a meme where there was like one of the things, well, it was like a whole list of things, and one of them I knew was completely false, but I just didn't have the time. You got to stay away from the memes. I support you posting articles all you want to prove your points. You got to stay away from the memes, because memes are the same morons that make bumper stickers. I don't want them speaking
memes, you got to understand, memes are the same thing. Basically, it's the same thing going back. Memes, when you look back at political history, going back to the 1700s, all right, and stuff that was posted in the paper, those were your first memes that you had.
I understand, Joe, but you know what they did shortly before the 1700s? They burned witches. I'm not going back to them for critical fucking thinking. I got my own ideas. We've evolved a little. They thought a black person was three-fifths of a human being. We've evolved a little bit since the 1700s.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Some of us have. I would like to think at the very least the three of us, although certainly not as evolved as we could be, none of us, have evolved from the 1700s. I would like to think that.
Like I always say, and we might get into this discussion coming up in a couple of the stories. You put people, well, we're in a high place, and we should have evolved. We still revolve, our lives still revolve around a ball of fire in the sky. So we're not all that.
I got to tell you, I'm rooting for the ball of fire.
Yeah.
I've said it before. I've said it before. I've seen us. We've done pretty much all we're going to do. Humanity has hit its peak. Mother Earth has said, yeah, we get it, enough. We're going to leave it to the farting cows. Good luck, human beings. All right, let's take our first break. The first story when we come back to, which I think will lead to some discussion. A Republican congressman has items for sale, racist items for sale, in the mall he owns. Joe blogged about that. A very brief blog. I was hoping for a little bit more out of you, Joe, because I've had a feeling you would feel passionately about that. But maybe we'll get that on a little bit, that taste on the show itself.
Well,
and a Democrat.
As we go, I'll explain more. But I think it was pretty much cut and dry on that.
Well, I don't know if it is. And a Democratic congressman from the Northeast of Massachusetts, who actually also ran for president, says, a lot of us here in the Northeast feel that the South, you're getting your just desserts with COVID-19. Is he wrong? Is he right? We'll get into that. Short break. Be right back. Thank you guys for hanging out. What the fuck? Cue up the music, stupid. God damn it. Here we go. Oh. There it is.
I didn't know God damn it had a band. All right.
They rock.